There were multiple tornadoes in the area during the middle of the previous month, and while there were no additional tornadoes this past weekend, a tornado warning was issued Sunday evening for portions of Baxter and Fulton counties. For a tornado warning in Baxter County, sirens are normally sounded when it gets issued and then again when it expires or gets canceled. During the comment period at the end of the meeting, District 7 Justice of the Peace Bob Nault said it is believed three of the county sirens are not functioning properly and not all citizens are hearing them. The meeting ended with the quorum court unanimously approving the process to explore options and receive bids to get the sirens fixed. The court also unanimously voted in favor of three appropriation ordinances. They moved over $9,000 in fees and reimbursements from February into this year's Sheriff's Office budget, and $15,000 from the Special Jail Fees Fund into the Jail Maintenance and Operation Fund budget. In addition, the court reappropriated funds into last year's budget for the purpose of state-mandated cleanup. The court also approved of appointments of two individuals to finish the terms of previous members of the Rodney Jordan Volunteer Fire Protection District. Jeff Berry will complete the term vacated by James Scaman to expire this October, and Jerry Klaus will finish Mark Monty's term expiring in October of 2027. Prior to new business, Donald W. Reynolds Library Director Kim Crochaner presented its annual report to the court. Her report included a reminder of the Library Hill Trail project scheduled to begin this year. The Baxter County Library Foundation was awarded $456,000 in federal funding through the Arkansas Department of Transportation's 2024 Transportation Alternative Program. The grant will support 80% of the trail's construction. The foundation is working to secure the remaining 20%. The walking and biking trail is estimated at 3/4 of a mile and is set to connect to the existing trails at McKay Park and Arkansas State University Mountain Home. I'm Matt Sharp reporting.